Nobody reads poetry anymore, they say, but I do. And I listen to poetry, too. Why? It's simple. Great stuff usually is. Picture this. Interstate 80, nighttime, winter, a dozen days before Christmas, snowing like the end of the world. I'm coming down from Chicago toward Connecticut. Been driving for 8 hours across Indiana and into Ohio, hoping to get way beyond Cleveland for the night, but it's been snowing hard for hours and the road is white, both lanes. Half hypnotized, I look around and discover there's just me and a few big rigs plowing ahead. 6 inches on the ground, 8-10 now, says the radio. I want to get off the road, but we're on that stretch of I-80 where there's nothing, just a hole in your pocket, black ink out the window and white space on the map. I count a dozen semi-trucks that have landed in ditches. Still no lights, nothing that looks like haven, refuge, safety. If I pull over, I'm snowbound. I'm low on gas and I can't keep the heater running all night. In this snow, I've got to keep driving, get somewhere, or I'm dead. Trucks whiz by, showering me with ice and wind. It's almost a whiteout. The radio says 18 inches will be on the ground before morning. I must keep going a little farther, and for that, I need nerve. I don't have any more nerve. I used up all my nerve hours ago. Now the bumper is plowing up snow, and it breaks like surf over the hood. I need to control myself to stay on the road, to survive, to tell about this. The radio's fading out, so I punch in a tape in the cassette player. Richard Shelton reading poems to some writer's group out in Utah. I listen to the poems. There's a poem about building a road through a desert, ruining the high cactus and scarring the landscape with monster bulldozers that have no use for fragile things. There's a poem about the convicted assassin Harry Orchard, who used to grow roses outside his Idaho penitentiary. And there's a long, sweet poem about a mythical Hohokam woman, how she falls in love and marries and keeps her family together in harder times than these. A story, really, an old, sad story about love and promise and hope and how the world always defeats you, but how you leave behind something important anyhow. Pretty good story. It's still snowing hard as ever, the truck sliding all over the road. The big rigs are splashing brown slush all over me. The road ahead is black and white, no help at all. But it gets me there, that voice. Gentles me down and says, it's okay, don't panic. You'll get through this. Speaks to me through my scared preoccupation with gear shift, windshield wipers, gas gauge, highway signs. It's all right, the voice says. Listen up. You can use this. Listen. I do. I can use this. Right now and all night long. That's what poetry is, never mind theory or fashion or whether it's written in or out of the university or whether it rhymes or doesn't rhyme. What it was for me that night. What it is for me now. The stuff that gets you to the roadway inn outside of Cleveland when you thought you'd never make it. It's the voice that takes away fear and keeps down the madness and pulls you down the road, out of the storm. The voice you can count on to get you through the night. The voice that can save your life.